Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Presents Got Something to Say.
And welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson, joined in the studio by Joel Service with Sunset Coast Striders. Welcome back, Joel.
Hi, Ray. It's good to be here.
Good. Glad to have you here, my friend. Have they put you on the payroll yet here? Because you're here not a lot, but I think enough to be put on the payroll.
Almost. I'm working on it.
You're working on it?
Working
okay.
My angles.
Well, let me talk to the guy in the carpeted office and see if we can get you here. So what is the Sunset Coast Striders? What do you guys do?
We are a nonprofit running club. Our main purpose is to just provide a community where athletes can come together and exercise together. We have group runs in the summer. We have group swims and also group bike rides.
And walks as well.
Yes, for us walkers. Old, oh, yeah. Walkers are welcome. We have quite a few people that walk.
For us really, really old guys like me. Walking is great. And I love to walk. I like to get out there. So you have a event coming up on February 2nd. Tell me a little bit about it. And then you brought a guest along today who didn't bring me donuts. Thank you. I'm just kidding. So tell me about the event and who you brought along.
Well, the event is the Ice Fest 5K Chocolate Walk and Run.
That sounds fun. Just in the name sounds fun. Chocolate?
Yes. There's lots of chocolate, but you have to participate in order to get chocolate at the end.
Oh, geez. Okay. So it's coming up on February 2nd. Who's your guest? Who'd you bring in?
This is Michael O'Hearn from Cycle Recycle of Benton Harbor.
How you doing, Michael?
I'm good, thanks, Ray.
Glad to have you here. So you got a little bit of an accent, Michael. Where are you from?
I'm Australian.
Australia?
Yes.
Okay. Do you ever get people that kind of give you a hard time? Oh, you're from down under, or anything like that? Get little jokes like that from time to time?
The worst thing you can say to me is think I'm from New Zealand.
Okay. Well, I won't say
that. Don't get me started on New Zealand.
That's another story for another time. We could maybe do another.
Actually, yes. You could do another show on me complaining about New Zealand.
That's what I was just about to say. So, well, welcome. Glad that you're here. Tell me about Cycle Recycle. What are you guys doing, and what's your partnership with the Sunset Coast Striders?
Sunset Coast Striders with their Ice Fest chocolate run. Mm-hmm. Every year they have a different charity as a financial beneficiary of the run. And Cycle Recycle is lucky enough to be that charity this year. Cycle Recycle is a Benton Harbor-based nonprofit. And broadly speaking, we are about all things bicycling.
All things okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we are located at 159 East Napier. We've just bought a building. Well, it was a year ago, and we just finished renovating it, and we're now open for business. What we do is we prevent people from throwing their old bicycles into landfill. We take those old bicycles and salvage them either into turning them, rehabbing them, so to speak.
Sure.
So we can
make them usable again?
Yes, so we can provide cheap bicycles for the community.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, we have a number of programs. A highlight of our operation would be our Learn a Bike program. That's like L'E, like mm-hmm. Learn and Earn a Bike, where kids from the community can come and learn pre-vocational skills by working on bicycles and earn their own bicycle at the end of the program.
Is that right?
Yes.
So they... Kids can come in, they can learn how to work on bicycles, how to fix them up, how to do maintenance on
exactly.
the bikes,
exactly.
How to do any repairs if you've got a strip gear or a flat tire or
right.
a bent rim or something along those lines?
Exactly, yes.
And so where do you get the bicycles then that you bring into people, just drop
they're
them
donated,
off?
They're
just
yes.
donated in?
Yeah, okay. They're donated, yes.
Okay.
We can't use every bicycle that's donated. People in Southwest Michigan have been very generous in donating their bicycles.
Is there, I'm just curious for my own, probably more than what the listeners are, but how many bikes do you have in there then, for instance, approximately? I'm going to put you on the spot. I mean, do you have hundreds or, I mean, is it
in the shop
or?
In terms of, you got to think in terms of what condition they're in. In the shop, we probably have 100.
Good for you.
At least. We've had over 1,000. I wish I had the exact numbers, donations.
Okay.
We've been open since 2010. So what more than 1,000, really.
So then there's obviously going to be some bikes that are irreparable. You can't fix them. So then what do you do
with the scrap
metal?
Yeah, we recycle the whole bicycle, right?
Okay.
We'd like to recycle the bicycle in back on the road, but if we can't.
Right. At times, I would guess, maybe take parts off of this bike that might work
exactly.
on this other bike just to
exactly. We have bins full of spare parts, in which, you know, if someone in the area needs a cheap used part for their bicycle, we probably have it, particularly on the older bicycles, which are the ones that we get donated.
Oh, so you got just parts if somebody wants to
get some parts. Yeah, we have parts too, yeah.
Okay, I can do that. If you're just joining us, talking with Joel Service with Sunset Coast Striders and Michael O'Hearn, board president of the Cycle Recycle, talking about the Ice Fest 5K Chocolate Walk Run coming up on February 2nd. And Joel, so the proceeds then, the money that you raise from the walk run benefit Cycle Recycle then?
Everything, right? We, as a nonprofit club, any money that we make on this race is handed directly to Cycle Recycle.
Now, you do this pretty much, well, let me back up. So the Ice Fest 5K Chocolate Walk Run, first year for this, or you've been doing
this? This is actually our sixth year.
Sixth year of doing this.
And the fourth year that I've been involved with it, yes.
Okay. And so all of your events, you do this thing, you find a nonprofit to donate the proceeds to then, for the most part?
Right. As a board, we try and find a charity in the fall of who we might like to donate our funds to, and right. we vote on it, and then we have a decision usually well before the race so that we know who is going to receive the money. And then, like I said, all the money that we receive from the race goes right to Cycle or whoever we're going to donate to.
Exactly. How many, just out of curiosity, and you told me last time you were in, Joel, but I've slept since then. How many events, races do you put on a year typically?
This is our kind of our flagship race, and it fluctuates throughout the year. Some groups will come to us and ask us to host a race for them. This is the only one that's really set in stone that we do every year, but we have probably two or three other that we're responsible for throughout the year.
Okay. So, but then also, you know, you guys can just get together as a group, and you've got other things that people can get involved in if they'd like to find out more information about the Sunset Coast Striders. I mean, there's other things that you guys do, obviously, right?
Oh, right. Yeah. As I said, we do group runs on Saturday mornings and Wednesday evenings. And then when the weather gets better, we do bike rides a couple times a week and usually group swims.
Awesome. All right. So let's get a little more information now on the Ice Fest 5K Chocolate Walk Run. It's coming up on February 2nd. Joel, fill me in a little bit about where it's going to be and all of the good pertinent information, if you would.
Sure. The race itself starts at 9 a.m., and it's going to be right downtown St. Joe at the St. Joe Today offices.
February 2nd is a Saturday?
Yes.
Yeah. Just want to make sure I don't have a calendar in front of me here.
I hope it is.
Okay. February 2nd, whatever the day of the week it is.
Right. So. Right downtown St. Joe, that's where the race is going to start. For registration, we ask that people go online. We don't take any registration until race day other than the online registration.
That is a Saturday, by the way. I just checked the calendar.
Good. I was right. The online registration is $30, and it's $25 for anybody who's 14 and under. And the online registration ends on January 30th.
Okay.
So if you're not able to register by then, you can come into the office at St. Joseph Today on the day of the race from 7:30 to 8:30, and we can set you up with a registration and a chip for the timing.
And that's $5 more if you want to do that. That's $35.
Correct. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's $35 for race day registration.
$30 in advance if you want to register the day of. It's an extra $5. But again, what's it matter? All the proceeds go to Cycle Recycle.
Right.
So
right.
You know, if you feel generous and you want to say, hey, it's $30, but I'm going to give you an extra $10 because I want it to go to the Cycle Recycle. You guys wouldn't complain about that, right?
Not in the least.
I didn't think you would. So yeah. So you get registered. Can I pick up packets early?
Yes.
We're
doing an early packet pickup on February 1st from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Connected Souls Running Store.
That's on Niles.
Niles Avenue,
yep,
right?
Yep. I know exactly where that's at. So what's the course going to be, then, Joel?
We're
going
to start right close to the St. Joseph Today office, and it runs a little bit through downtown. It turns and runs along the bluffs and then down into the neighborhoods down by the Compass Fountain.
Okay.
And then heads out on the Howard Trail out to the big wooden footbridge where it flips around and then comes back into town and back up the hill and kind of reverses on itself.
Okay.
But it's a newer course. We were just approved from the city last year for it, and we had a lot of good feedback. There's always been kind of a traditional 5K course that all the 5K races in St.
Right.
Joe run, and this is the first time we've been able to switch it up, so we were real excited about it.
Good. I'm glad the city's working with you to try.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They were real receptive.
So you mentioned it's a race. Are there some awards that's going to be handed out then?
Yes. We're going to be doing
male and female, if I had to guess.
Right.
Awards,
an award for the overall male and female runner and walker. And then we're also going to be going three deep in our age groups, and they will all receive awards as well.
Now, you're talking February 2nd, so and you mentioned chocolate, so there's got to be some refreshments of some sort.
Yes. That's kind of a special thing that we do is we bring in a lot of melted chocolate. We'll have three or four crock pots, and we melt chocolate, and then we provide things for people to dip in that chocolate, whether it be marshmallows or pretzels or fruit or candy. And we usually get a pretty good reception. It's pretty well received. That's not something you see at a lot of races, so it's kind of a neat thing to have.
And then some race amenities as well, right?
Yes. I was informed that there are still some mugs left. That's kind of a neat thing that we have. We have a, if you register, most races have t-shirts. We don't have t-shirts. We have an oversized soup mug that's
I like it.
Custom designed for our race.
Yeah.
And it's a 24-ounce mug, so it holds quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told that there are still some left. I wasn't told how many, but if you go online and register, the chances of you getting one are probably pretty good.
Okay. Then there's a raffle real quick, too?
Right. We'll have some oversized chocolate bars. I know there's a couple of great big Hershey bars that are raffled off, along with some other things. We usually don't know what the actual things are going to be until the day of the race.
Awesome. It's the Sunset Coast Striders Ice Fest 5K Chocolate Walk Run coming up February 2nd. How can people register?
Go to sunsetcoaststriders.com, and there's a tab on our website that says Ice Fest 5K.
And they can get all registered.
And they can get registered there. If they just want to make a donation to us that goes to Cycle Recycle, they can do that as well. Also, there's a section on there if somebody doesn't want to run, if they just want to come out and help out, they can do that too.
Volunteer and help out a little
bit
if they can
too. Right, we've got several openings for volunteers if anybody wanted to come out and help us.
Joel Service with Sunset Coast Striders, Michael O'Hearn, board president for Cycle Recycle. Thanks for filling in us in and bringing us up to date on this event. We'll have a good time.
Thanks, Ray. Thank you.
Got something to say. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.